Hey everybody, welcome to the Randown. That's right, it's another Friday. That means the Rundown podcast, the Randown, is back, and I am with you. It is Robin Thede, of course. Who else would own this raspy voice? Thank you guys for joining us so much. We are here with our lovely in-studio audience. Give it up for yourselves.
Yeah.
More importantly, though, we are here with one of my favorite comedians. You saw him. You've seen him at the Apollo. You've seen him at Comic View. I don't know if you've been on any of those things.
Nope. Not even close. Didn't even.
But we did definitely see you in The Hairmaid's Tale / Love and Hairmaids on The Rundown with Robin Thede. Give it up for Seton Smith, everybody.
Subcop podcast world.
Yeah. It's a big podcast world out there. We're just trying to live in it, you know? I am so excited to have you here. We obviously shared the screen together in probably one of my favorite things we've done on this show to date.
It's an amazing sketch. I love it.
And let me say, just for the audience listening at home, we actually, spoiler alert, we are recording this a day before we air, because I got things to do on Friday. So we won't be talking about last night's show unless we become psychic.
You let me read the scripts and I'll just judge from there.
I wish, but they're not written yet. Okay. So actually, let's remind people a little bit of some of our favorite stuff from The Hairmaid's Tale. Take a listen.
Someone stepped on my of Jordan's earlier. They're being executed tomorrow.
Do you want me to walk around so you can instinctively grab your wallet when I get close to you?
No. No ceremonies. I thought we'd have some black fun.
Dominoes. My friend Tiff taught me how to play in college. She's black. Do you know her? Sorry.
No. Don't worry. I do know her, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, she's funny on Black Twitter.
Rashad, have you seen...
I can't believe my man has been secretly playing dominoes with a thought. That hair maid over there. I wish a hair maid would.
Hey, baby.
Wait! Praise Madam C.J. Walker. I'm pregnant.
Oh. Is it yours?
Yes, that was incredible. It was so good. Now, you played my husband, Rashad.
Yes, ma'am.
So this sketch is really two sketches in one.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, it was very much The Handmaid's Tale, where in a dystopian world, black women had white hair maids, where they got to get out their microaggressions with them. Now, your character, did he seduce my hair maid, or was he just looking? What was he looking for in the scene where you're polishing your Jordans, uh-huh, which gets a massive laugh?
Yeah.
And then why do you think you invite the hair maid in?
Yeah, I guess I was definitely trying to smash. I just
Let's be clear.
In a very complicated, layered way.
Because right.
If your side woman is living with your main woman, you don't want to just be, you know, obvious about it. You gotta go through some loops. Hoops.
Yeah. You need to have excuses. Like, girl, we were just playing dominoes.
Even Schwarzenegger got caught. So you gotta.
Yo. Remember that with the maid?
Yeah. What was that? 2012.
Don't they have a baby together?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't hurt at all. I remember they're still together, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they didn't get a divorce. They got a divorce?
Didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, they definitely got a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah. Maria Shriver wasn't playing. She don't need him.
Well, he don't need her.
That's true. You're right. Touche.
Yeah. Like what? So what, you think he's sitting around for some Kennedy love? No. Good. He came from nothing.
It sounds like they're both better off, honestly.
Yeah, he's an amazing human being. I think the Bill Burr joke where he's just like, yeah, he's an amazing, why wouldn't he sleep with his mate? He got everything else in life. Just not handed to him, but he got it. Like, why wouldn't you?
That's a good question, though. Do you think it's hard to have a live-in, like, you know, an au pair, a nanny, a maid? Like, do you think that's hard for husbands?
Some men, yeah.
Are you married?
No, okay. I've been with my girl 4 years, though.
All right.
I don't know.
Would you have someone live in?
I've lived with sisters. Now, women aren't beautiful like that. If you love them,
yeah,
then you don't care about the bathroom, the living room. You know, just
okay.
But if you don't, if this is some woman, I'd feel like I just start to just be like, ugh.
And then, that's good.
This is just a burden. I'm giving you money for you to look like that. And then, like, you know, I don't think I'd fall in love. I just feel like I'd kick a burden. But, I mean, some other woman that wouldn't be like, because it just seems like more responsibility. If I was going to be a... I don't know. Men who cheat to me, I guess there's two types. There's the stupid ones who just get more problems, and then there's the smart ones, you know.
Yeah. Tell me about the smart cheaters.
Smart ones, smart.
Put the dudes on game right now.
Smart cheaters.
And women.
Smart cheaters are like, okay, remember The Wire? Not the first assassins, but the second assassins. Remember the ones that used to follow? Not Avon Barksdale's group, but the other
ones. Yeah.
They were so slick about it.
They were.
The people died. But
they were slick about murdering people.
Right. They locked them up in houses, and they never talked about it again.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so you think Rashad was trying to smash, and do you think, well, obviously he was trying to smash because the hairmaid ended up pregnant. She gonna bring a little mixed baby into the world.
Into a dystopian world. Based on race, just sex.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun to shoot that sketch. My favorite scene, which I think that people don't actually hear because they're laughing at my body roll out the window. I don't think they hear you saying, blessed be the greens. And then I say, may we all get the itis. I don't think they hear that scene.
No, but it's
if you watch it twice, I highly recommend everybody go back and watch it twice. You're going to see things the second time that you did not see the first.
Are you going to have like episodes and stuff? Are you bringing it back?
That would be fun. We should bring it back.
Bring it back.
Why not?
Whenever some current event weird thing happens, we'll just work into the Handmaid's Tale.
I want to know what's going on with that group. And then especially when it turns to Love and Hair Maids, you know, and and then the,
you can come out your own album.
I know. I can have my fashion show / album release party. That would be dope.
Yeah, a bunch of hair maids girls just kidding around rocking, bobbing their heads. Just a
now
bunch of white hoods.
Now it's a whole music video. Mm-hmm. White hoods. Wait a minute. White bonnets, not white hoods.
My bad.
What is this, the White House?
Did you hear John Kelly's interview, by the way?
Yo.
It was amazing.
We can definitely talk about that.
The whole General Lee guy, he had some good points.
Listen, the whole White House revisionist history on racists and white supremacists and slave owners is fascinating to me. I mean, you know, you've got Kelly talking about General Lee, you know, not being so bad and compromising. And you've got
it was just a misunderstanding.
Just a misunderstanding, the whole Civil War and slavery thing. And then you've got Trump talking about Frederick Douglass, you know, being alive. You've got, you know, Ben Carson.
Ben Carson makes sense to me.
Stop it.
He, in the sense of, he is not a good person. He just, I'm not saying he's a good person. I'm just saying that he knows where his lane is at, and he decided early, all right, if I just sell out as many black people as I can.
Yeah.
And maybe, I'm actually kind of want to see what his surgery record's like. I want to see how
it's
many
fantastic.
Black patients lived. I just want to see. If one less black person lived than the whites, then I would fit the narrative I have of Ben Carson in my head. With his little squinty eyes. I don't know if this person wants to live.
He's apparently, you know, gifted hands. Cuba Gooding Jr. played him in a made-for-TV movie. He's apparently.
Did you watch it?
I did not. Have you seen it?
I don't know. Somebody bought me that book, I remember, when I was like 15.
I mean, to be a black brain surgeon, that's amazing.
In the 90s, man, we really had an open window of like black people. Like, we didn't really care the bad. We saw only the good in the 90s with blacks. But then,
you
know.
Do you think he was always that way?
Oh, yeah. Did you see his 1999 speech where I don't know. I'm not going to judge him. But his theory.
I'm going to judge him. Go ahead.
His theory about the grains and the pyramids.
Yeah.
That was.
You're right. That was from 1999.
Yeah.
He's always been crazy.
Mm-hmm. He's like, and I remember I watched the speech because I was working on his voice once and I couldn't get it right. But I remember he just was so happy with himself.
Yes.
Actually, what I believe would happen was. Actually, they left drains in the pyramids. You know.
He said that shit was, like, all seriousness.
Confidence. Drop the mic.
And, you know, speaking of which, because he made a lot of headlines, I think there were some crazy headlines we should take a look at from this week, because there have been some super funny things. So I'm just going to read you the headline, and then you tell me what you think the story is about.
Awesome.
Okay, so this requires no prior knowledge.
Great.
Here's the headline. Man charged with DWI after drinking too much vanilla extract.
You asking me if that's true or not?
Yes. Is it true? And then what do you think the story is about?
Man pulled over for drunk driving for drinking too much vanilla extract.
Yeah.
Black man.
Is he black? Okay, you tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you if these things are right.
Oh, I don't know. A black guy got pulled over.
Correct.
Couldn't find liquor.
Correct.
They planted a vanilla extract.
That's where you're wrong.
No, they didn't plant it. Oh, he had it.
He had
vanilla extract.
He had a ton of it.
Yeah, but he can't. There's no liquor in that. Alcohol, isn't
it? Guess what?
There is?
Between 30 and 35%.
Oh.
A lot of alcohol is in vanilla extract.
It's more than beer.
It's way more than beer.
Wait, how much is liquor? Liquor's 50-50, right?
No, no. What are you drinking? Everclear?
80
proof is like Everclear.
80 proof is, that's not half? 80
but
proof
like 30% is like whiskey, I think.
Oh, really?
You know, I could be wrong. I actually don't drink, but I know that beer is only like 3%.
Yeah, beer is only 3%. Yeah.
And Everclear is like 80%. So somewhere in the middle, 30 still sounds like a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you, so, but you got to drink a lot of it, though. And they come in those little tiny bottles.
I mean, as a, yeah, my girl is an alcoholic.
yeah.
Well, okay. I mean jokingly, but she's been sober 10 years.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you made me laugh at something serious.
She'd laugh at it, too. It's right. Okay.
I guess because you always are one, even when you're in recovery,
you're
right?
Always one. That's the one. That's the main thing you got to remember. You got to accept it and accept it forever.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Round of applause for your girlfriend.
But sober also from years. The story she's told me, the vanilla extract thing makes complete sense. I think when
you're
she
like,
was an
she likes to bake a lot.
I'm like, these cookies, they seem strong, baby.
Why are these cookies so strong?
Well, I gotta take a nap now. Only have one.
Oh my God. All right, here's another one. Murder suspect asks for time to trick or treat. Do you think it's true?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's true. I think it's a white guy. I think.
No. It's a white girl.
Girl.
You're close.
Oh, I was
white
so
girl.
Off. I would say that. I would say her dad has money.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm only thinking
correct.
About.
Correct. You're right about everything.
Am I?
Yep. It's just crazy to me because the fact, like, black people would never have the audacity to ask off. Like, you know, if you get arrested on June 19th, you're not going to be like, I can't go to jail today. It's Juneteenth.
I mean, we'd ask, but it would be more of an ironic wink, wink. Right. Hey, officer, can I get off? Wink, wink.
And then all you're is.
Yeah. God, that episode of the Atlanta episode 2, that f***ed my head up. I mean,
so
I knew it was there, but oof, to see it treated so drably.
I think a lot of people hadn't even heard of Juneteenth. White people.
No.
Before Atlanta.
No.
Do you think white people know about it?
Why would they? No, no.
No, right?
I had to remember. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, I remember Juneteenth. I had to remember. I was like, but I definitely know women like that.
Do you?
The whole just super black, but don't nothing else about her life is black
right.
except that part.
Right.
Yeah. That's the best time to get black. That's why light-skinned people, no offense, are the most militant people.
It's true. Light-skinned people are militant as hell. That is
they
absolutely
are.
True.
But Malcolm X, one of the punch people.
Yep.
What's the other?
Jesse Williams.
Jesse Williams. Huey P. Newton, who was the number one. They have pictures of Nat Turner being dark, but I bet you he was light-skinned.
Frederick Douglass was light-skinned.
Yeah. They got
Thurgood Marshall, all of them.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't.
He was way more militant than people realize.
Yeah, that's what he was like. He was spooked who sat by the door kind of militant, which is my favorite type of militants.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yep.
Those are the ones. Subversive, crazy.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why Bill Cosby was that evil.
Okay, moving on. All right, here's one more. Man given a $149 ticket for singing 90s dance song while driving.
Oh, $190?
A $149 ticket for singing a 90s dance song while driving. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The dance song was Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory.
Okay. And you're asking me if this is true or false.
Is it true and who did it and how? Fill in the details.
Okay. That's a good question. All right. So let's see. Is it true? It doesn't sound true, but I will say this. One day I was singing this Michael Jackson song while I was driving, and I ran into the car behind in front of me. So I don't think this story feels fake, because unless it's about
not,
me.
It's true.
Yeah.
Good job. Clap it up. Give it up for Seton. He was 3 for 3 in that game.
Wait. Did she hit the car? Did she hit a car?
No, he did not hit a car. It was a guy, and it was in Canada.
Oh, okay, that's
and
different.
He just loves CNC Music Factory.
Canada's crazy.
But he was driving erratically and singing crazy, and so he got a ticket. But I think in Canada, if you just sing off key, you get a ticket. So
yeah, and plus they don't have to pay the tickets. They're probably really loose about
no,
it.
No, like, and it's
get around here, eh?
It's Canadian dollars.
Canadian dollars.
It was actually a Disturbing the Peace ticket. So I guess he was singing was. You know,
oh man, if he comes in my neighborhood, I live with a lot of Puerto Ricans who blast.
Yeah, right.
Just vibrate my windows when they. they drive by. And
we'd have to try harder in your neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm going to blame Puerto Ricans. The Negroes do it, too.
Yes, we do.
One would say we started it, but I'm not going to.
Listen, did you have... Now, you're a man who's not 19. You're, what, 22? And...
I don't mind being 35. I'm telling
you. Very good.
It was hard to get to this age.
And amen. So did you have, like, subwoofers and speakers, like, in your trunk? Where did you grow up?
My mother's a black hippie, so I grew up in a bunch of different places.
Oh, okay. You never had, like, a car in high school with speakers in the back?
No, my mother had a Volkswagen. I'm sorry. She had a Volvo station wagon.
Not the car to bumper.
So it was not. And then, like, I got into that was the car I got into a fender bender with, right?
Oh.
And I messed up the hood, and so it stopped closing right for a while. And so, like, we would be driving, and sometimes the hood would just flip up. And we just be like, oh, my God. We're not going to make it. So we just got to slow down, and hopefully everybody sees what's going on and let us go. It happened to me like 3 times. I had my mom a couple times, and we had to get rid of the car. So, no, we didn't have time
Why did y'all let it happen 5 times before you got rid of the car?
I don't know if you know what broke is.
Yes,
but,
I do. Yes, I grew up in a trailer park with nothing.
Yeah. Oh, really? What state?
In Iowa.
Really? You grew up in a trailer park in Iowa,
yes.
And you got a BET show? Anything can happen in America, everybody.
Isn't it great? America is real.
That's beautiful.
America is so real. I love it. So, okay, cool. So now we're going to jump to the part of the show where we play Who's Invited to the Cookout?
Wonderful.
We need a theme song for that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Cookout. all right, so every week we ask people who's invited to the cookout. This could be a real answer or a fake answer. Up to you. Cardi B and Offset just got engaged this week. Are they invited to the cookout? Oh, yes, to think about.
I got to think about it. Well, I mean, I don't know. If she feels, and I'll just say this nicely, I'll say it to her face, it feels like a one-hit wonder situation.
Oh!
And so I'm thinking, like, do I feel like hearing that song at my cookout? It literally comes to that. Hey, you know, I'm not going to disinvite her.
Okay, okay.
We're going to probably play mostly Stevie Wonder, baby.
Okay. Which I think she would like. I don't think she's a one-hit wonder. I actually think she's going to have some longevity in this business.
Okay.
Cut to we play this a year from now. And
you are the talk show
and
host
I'm right.
with stakes. I'm the one.
Yeah.
I have nothing to lose, baby.
No, I think she's already got another song out. And she had some hits before Bodak Yellow. They just weren't as big. But, like, I think she's got some chops. I like her.
Just like Ricky Martin.
I like... Ricky Martin is an international superstar.
With a bunch of hits.
Yeah. You don't think he was a one-hit wonder, do you?
Just in my world.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. Yeah. Kim Kardashian, is she invited to the cookout? But... only in her Halloween costume. So this year she went as Aaliyah and also as Selena, by the way.
Yes, Kim Kardashian can come to my wedding dressed as, not my wedding, but she can come.
I love that your wedding's at a cookout.
She can come to my wedding, actually. Yeah. Kim Kardashian, come to my wedding looking like Selena, and I will not argue.
Okay, very good.
I once was in a buffet line with her at an SNL party, her and Kanye, and I don't know, nice people.
I love the sentence. I was once in a buffet line with Kim K and Kanye.
Yeah. I love that sentence.
What did they get from the buffet?
I don't know, because I remember I wanted to say hello to Kanye, but I was not sure if he was cool or not. And I didn't want to risk a bad interaction because I listened to his albums a lot.
He's very different than his albums.
Completely. Yeah. A bunch of people came up to him and said, hey, what's up, man?
He's very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. So I just did, but I didn't ruin it. But no, Yeah, he's the dopest dude.
I would have been looking on their plates. I'd be like, what are they eating? Because I think Kardashians only eat salad. Because that's all they show on the show. But I was like, if she was like putting like ribs and like mac and cheese.
She was preggers that time. It was just 2013.
Okay.
So she was preggers with the first one.
Yeah.
And he and Kanye was still doing the muscle thing.
Right.
He's not in that new body he is in now.
Right.
which sucks, man. I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to be that famous where like I gain a couple pounds and people just got to like
have a deep
discussion about it.
No, these think pieces on Rihanna's body now are insane. And I think she looks fantastic, by the way,
and it's
at
weird
every size.
Because like up until like the first year she premiered and then last year she had the same body.
Literally the same body.
And then this whole year it's been like...
And in the last 6 months she ate a hamburger and people are losing their
mind. Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, it's like she's a singer. She ain't no... She don't have to look perfect for you all the time. I mean, this ain't no relationship.
wait a minute. We just got some insight into your relationship standards. All right. All right, let's, you know, we also have, you haven't been on our set, even though you've been on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, we call it the red wall and the blue wall. So the red wall is where the big rundown screen is.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue wall is where all the TV monitors are.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the TV monitors, we have over 200 pictures of black people from history that Ooh. Means something to me. So this is something you could look at next time you watch the show.
Love to.
So on the wall, we have people like the Obamas, Aretha Franklin, you know, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, you know, comedy people, the Hidden Figures, Katherine Johnson and them. That is bad. I really need to remember all three of the names of the Hidden Figures. Shame on me.
You got 200 names up there.
I know.
Lot of names.
But then there's people.
Is Madam C.J. Walker
yes,
on there?
Yes, she is. So I'm going to give you some names. And you can even throw some out at me. I'm going to give you some names and you tell me if they're up there.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather.
I think he should be. Not for beating women, obviously. I mean, but for the other things he's done, it's right. been very innovative.
So he is an excellent boxer, but because of his off-the-record activities, he's not on the wall. Okay. Problematic faves were tough, you know? It was like, do you put R. Kelly up there? Do you put Bill Cosby up there? It's tough, you know, because they come with sordid histories.
I'm not going to defend rape and women beating women, so let's move on.
Great, let's.
I'm just not. I'm not going to be like, well, you technically, if this was 19, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let that
Good
go.
Good job. I tried to set you up for the okey-doke, and you didn't fall for it.
No. We're not going to get in that debate.
Nina Simone.
Yeah, she's on there.
Yes, hands down. Did you watch the Zoe Saldana
movie? Did that come out? I didn't even know it came out.
Yeah. Oh, it's been out.
All I remember was everybody was mad about the skin
everybody
thing.
Everybody was mad.
And then it was like, then they just let it go. And I was like, okay.
I think the movie came out and just wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, the skin thing just gave you an indicator. It was almost like, remember, this is an obscure reference, but you remember that the weird liners that rock stars would have where they want green M&Ms?
Yes.
But you know, the whole came from was like, Bon Jovi used to have, not Bon Jovi, what's Bon Jovi? Used to have so many complicated things in their rider, like if they got it wrong, people would die. So,
whoa.
Yeah, like if lights would fall down, people would just die. So he was like, if the green M&Ms weren't done in the green room, I bet you, then 9 times out of 10, something else didn't go right.
Oh, so they were doing it to make sure that they read the contract all the way through.
Exactly.
Because people were actually getting hurt.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
I understand. Oh, I did not know that.
Exactly.
That is a fascinating piece of rock and roll history.
Van Halen. Thank you.
Oh, it's Van Halen.
It's Van Halen who did that, right?
Very good.
Yeah. So like,
that's give it up for our fact checkers on the job.
Yeah, killing it.
Saatchi's on the job, man.
Killing it.
That's crazy.
So I'm just saying that's how I feel about.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's very useful.
What would you put in your writer?
My money.
Yeah, right. I know, right?
Pay me now.
Like comedians, that's all we need is because, especially when you're on the road, it's like they will. Have you ever had somebody just not pay you?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Colleges will do that where they'll be like, listen, we can't pay you now. It's a processing thing. We'll pay you in like 3 months. But like, it took me $1,000 to get here.
Correct.
And you're only paying me $1,500.
Right. This math is all bad.
How am I going to get home?
And comedians are not the best at record keeping or invoicing either.
I'm my money. I have an accountant who
oh, well, that's good. That's a smart move because I know a lot of comedians do not, and I feel like they're only getting paid 20% of what they're probably owed.
Yeah, no, just so like I more or less just keep them to keep me out of jail.
Yeah,
I don't want to get out of jail.
Fair. No Wesley Snipes situations up in here.
Even though I don't think he actually went. I hear you.
Wesley?
Yeah, he didn't go.
What do you mean?
I knew he got convicted. I know he paid money, but I don't know if he went. I know Chappelle.
I feel like I had a party when he got out.
I don't know. Chappelle had this weird joke. He was like, I know they say he's in jail, but I just saw him at a party yesterday. I don't know what I mean. I remember thinking, well,
maybe he didn't. Maybe he just went somewhere and sat down, and then we just thought he was gone.
Rich people don't go to jail.
That's
I think that's
true.
Been proven.
Well, I mean, even just from the federal indictments, like Paul Manafort, like, are any of these people going to go to jail, you think?
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. I think we're already talking about pre-pardon.
Pre-pardon.
Yeah. They're already discussing pre-pardon because they can't fire Mueller. So he's like, let me just pre-pardon these motherfuckers to get them out the way.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, $25 million. Trump, Bedford was making like $25 million being a kind of sort of spy.
For 5 months in the campaign. Trump was like, he didn't work for me. He was just around for 3 days. It's like, sir.
And it's funny, too, because it's like ineptitude. Like, nobody wants to talk about, I don't think he's evil, because it's like liberals want to jump, oh, he's evil, and then conservatives want to be like, he's innocent. No, it's they're just stupid. He didn't know
Correct.
What the f*** he was doing.
Correct.
They were just like, oh, I'm supposed to be president. Get that guy.
Yes.
And then get that guy. They're doing that constantly.
That is my whole problem with Trump. I don't care red or blue or where you fall, pro-life, pro-choice, whatever. Like, put all that shit aside. Trump is a is an idiot. He's a narcissist and an idiot. Like, why aren't we all embarrassed about that?
Idiot's not as evil to me as just literally just inept. It's just more or less like, I'm just not going to notice it. A lot of people are going to die just because I don't know. Like, it's Puerto Rico. He's like, right. Like, at least.
He literally told Puerto Rico, you need to handle your business. It's like, no, you're the president. You need to handle this business.
Yeah. I'm supposed to, Bush just came down there. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
He went to New Orleans and goes,
what? Bush. Bush seems sweet. Bush seems sweet in comparison. 9/11 Bush seems sweet in comparison.
But you know what, though? Like, when you got a man who hits you a lot, a man who screams at you isn't that bad anymore. You know what I mean? That's, you know, right? Like, if a man is a little less violent to you,
that actually makes sense.
Right?
Yes, correct.
So, like, you're remembering him. Like, oh, he's a good guy. He wasn't a good guy.
They were both bad.
He abused you. It's just a different abuse.
I know. It's really bad. It's really bad. All right. Last one. Raven Simone. Is Raven Simone on the wall?
Well, I mean, with your, nitpicky of things
that
people
say. I know, it's true. It's nitpicky. It is. You're right.
I'm sorry. She's like the first 7-year-old billionaire.
No, she has to have a ton of money, right?
No, she's
all that's so Raven merchandising.
I'm not even joking. I feel like, count her money. I think she's like.
She has to have many.
She's
millions.
Close to a billion. I think she's
what?
Like.
What? So do you think, as a comedian, right? So you've been doing comedy for how long?
14 years.
14 years. Congratulations, by the way. Round of applause.
Thank you.
That is no small feat in this business.
Thank you.
Many have come and gone, and I'm sure you've watched them come and go.
Watch them.
Now, what was the first thing you did that your family saw, and they were like, oh. You're actually kind of famous.
I mean, my... it's all in different order. I have different family members will show up at different shows. So my first family member who actually saw me was my cousin Tyrone. He actually saw some stuff I was doing like 6-7 years in. And I know the rest of the family really didn't say, hey, you've made it until like... Or I think until I got on that sitcom in 2013, until I got on Mulaney, or 2014 when they started saying, oh, okay, I see what you're doing now. But I mean, the first... 11 years, they were like, you need to do something.
P.S., Mulaney was a great show.
Hey, thank you.
And you were fantastic on it.
It's really nice of you to say.
I love him. Nassim was on that too, right?
Nassim Pedrad.
It was a great cast.
Yeah.
I think it had a bad time slot.
Horrible time slot.
Yeah.
It was, I remember when they told us.
And you guys
us,
got jostled around, didn't you? Or no?
We got jostled around after the fact.
Right.
But the main, well, if you want to get into specifics, the main problem was we were on the Sunday, like, kid slots. So it was like Simpsons, and then like American Dad. And
it made no sense.
Brooklyn, it, like, Mulaney's all for women. He's for women who are liberal arts around 18 to 34. That's my opinion.
Okay.
And so I should have been after New Girl and Mindy.
Absolutely.
So if we were on there, we would have had a chance.
You'd still be on the air.
Still be on the air.
I get it. Listen, I'm the queen of shows that no one's ever heard of because they never even made it to air. So at least y'all made it to air.
Absolutely.
And you have a great show that you can be proud of.
I am proud.
So when you were on Mulaney, that's when most of the family was like, okay. You did it.
They used to come to the taping.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even say he did it. I know
they were like, we're not worried anymore. We're not questioning how you're paying your bills.
My dad's side of the family. Like, my mother's a minister, so like they're not together.
What?
My mother's a minister, and so like when she sees me perform, she's always like, oh, okay, did you try that? I see what you're doing. Like, she's just very spiritual. I see the energy. You're doing great. My dad is a professor, and so he thinks he knows everything. And the family thinks, so he just, like, I remember at Mulaney, I'd come into the, what's the room where all the families sit?
The green room?
No, it's that holding VIP room.
Oh, excuse me.
The VIP room where they put like the special people to watch the show.
Right.
So I walk in there and be like, Dad, you having fun?
Yeah.
He's like, he'll just say stuff like, did they make you bug your eyes out like that? or like other things. He'd be like,
No one's telling me to do that, Dad. It's just how I act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you mumbling? Your diction's horrible, boy. Like, thanks, Dad.
And they will knock you down so quick.
No, my dad's good for that. He's good for seeing the negative side of almost everything. Oh, you got
so
money funny. Now? Well, you better not be in the jail like Wesley Snipes. You know, like everything.
That is so funny. So a preacher and a professor.
Yeah. Yeah, they did not get along at all.
I can't imagine.
No.
That would be tough.
No. Thank God they got up. They broke up before I was even born. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the.
But that's cool that your dad's still around and hanging out and coming to your tapings.
Oh, yeah, he's not in the. He's like, yeah, he's,
I don't know.
My father didn't abandon me. Yes, that's true.
Listen, you made it further than a lot of people.
I agree. No, my father, I will say that. He was always there naggingly. He, not one good thing, he's a lot of great things about him. But I remember, like, growing up, I saw him every other weekend, but he would call me constantly every Sunday, like, my entire life.
Yeah.
So he's always like, what's
that's
going
fantastic.
On? Tell me stuff. Yeah, no, he's really anal and angry about, not angry, but.
I get it. Angry, like dad angry.
Yeah, he's military about it. Like, this is how we're going to do things. And then, like, finally around 30, 31, I finally was like, oh, I see how we're similar. That's the one thing.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Who are you more like now that you're a grown-up?
Oh, I'm both. My dad is really, like, he's a professor, but he really loves research. He likes speaking, but he really loves, his dream, if he could do it and be healthy, is to eat, like, a fried pork chop and greens.
Yes, as is everyone.
And then study the oppression of black men in America. If he could do that every day for the rest of life. He has 7 books on the matter. No, I'm sorry, 6 books on the matter.
Wow.
And the 7th book is on tithing. He got really big into tithing.
Which your mom must be into. Did she read that book?
Yes,
into tithing, into 10% of your income going to the church.
My
that
mother's
kind of
not
tithing?
Great with money. Yeah, that kind of tithing.
Okay,
my mother's not great with money. She was a great minister, but it's interesting. She was an accountant first, and then a bookkeeper.
She was an accountant and a bookkeeper.
And then
who's not good with money.
Exactly. Makes no sense.
I see now why you're a comedian.
Yeah.
It seems very confusing.
Very confusing. And so, yeah, I got a lot of both.
So what do you have from your dad? Like, if
my
you could
dad,
pick
I
one
a,
thing.
I have a seriousness about me. You know one thing both my parents have? They don't like people. Like, my mother, my dad likes to teach, my mom likes to help people, but that's just like, I helped you, I'm going
to
go
and
home
now. Please
now.
Don't talk to
don't
me.
Don't call me no more. I'll help you. I'll help you with your cancer. You dying? I'll take care of you till you die. But I don't want to fuck with
anything. Right. Don't tell
home,
me your problems. Right.
Yeah, when I'm home, I'm home.
So you have that.
I have that. I have the home thing, and I have the dad thing, who, like, I like to read a lot. They both read a lot. They have a lot of similarities. They both love black history, read a lot, love God, love church, love...
Yeah.
Angry about money, angsty.
They sound like every black person I know.
Every
that's
black
fantastic.
Person. My dad was like, I don't know if they, were your family like big into like, don't you ever touch a credit card? Maybe not.
Oh, no, but I learned that watching them.
Mm.
You know, I learned that watching them go, well, we didn't have any credit. Like, we, you know, we were,
exactly.
Yeah, in the trailer park, they're like, oh, your address is a trailer? We're not giving you a credit card. I'm sorry, what does this number mean? Oh, is that a trailer? Because it's a lot number. When you're a trailer, it's not an apartment. It's called a lot.
Oh, man.
Because you're on a lot of cement where you install your trailer. And so literally, no credit card applications came. It wasn't like junk mail for credit card applications. But my older sister got to college, and I learned from her because she got like 30 grand in debt.
Oh, shit.
Like her freshman year. She was putting her rent on the credit card and just sorts of craziness.
Rent?
Craziness.
Oh.
So it took her years to fix her credit. And I was like, oh, cautionary tale learned, lesson learned.
That's
I am
hilarious.
Not doing that. So yeah, I never messed up.
Wow.
My credit is impeccable. I have a ridiculous, like a crazily high credit score.
I'm iffy because chasing the comedy stand-up dream. You really got to take
it. It's rough.
I've taken some chances. I took another chance this year. Just it's really, I don't know. It's in the sense of like, it's just not fun to like.
Be broke?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I think it's a choice between being broke and experimenting and exciting in life, or then being paid and then hating
and
my job.
And being too safe. Yeah,
hating
it's
my
so
job.
True.
That's
it's
just,
so true.
It's
I remember in 2009, I had $7 to my name.
Mm-hmm.
$7.
Right.
That's it. And I had credit cards with maybe like a couple $100 on them or whatever. And I could have racked up a ton of credit card debt, and I didn't. I was just like, yo, I'm just going to persevere. I'm just going to push through.
Beautiful.
And actually, I got on Chocolate News on Comedy Central with David Allen Greer,
I remember the next day.
Yeah.
The next day?
Yeah, and then it got canceled shortly thereafter. But,
that's okay.
But it got me through.
It was
you know?
A great 13 episode.
Great, right. I think that
10?
Only aired 9. And I actually was only on 1 that aired.
Mm.
But it didn't matter. All the money cashed.
Cash.
All the money paid, went into my checking account.
He's such a great performer,
he's
that Alan.
He's so David fantastic.
Every
shout out to David Allen Greer, who I'm sure is not listening, but he is not only a fantastic performer, but a fantastic human being and a mentor for me.
Yeah, I did one show with him once at like some ran at West Side Comedy Club, and he just kind of looked at me like, yeah, good kid. I cannot wait for your one-man show. Poor black woman in the trailer park. Telling you, you have some stories that's never been told.
I really do.
If you were a young
really
comic, I'd be like, yo, you burning, you wasting shit.
I did a one-woman show, actually won awards for it when I first went out to L.A.
Oh.
And that's Mike Epps' manager saw me, and then I started writing for him. And that kind of launched my career in this business because of a one-person show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have Wikipedia'd you.
No,
did you
it's not on Wikipedia. It's nowhere.
Oh.
A lot of my career is not on the internet. It's very weird. I think there's a conspiracy against me.
You know the problem? You know what the problem is?
Why does the internet hate me so much?
Oh, because
but yet there's a feet website about me. Google it. Robin Thede Feet. I got a good score. Apparently there's a website that scores your feet.
Have you shown your feet on TV?
On like on a red carpet, I'll wear like strapless shoes or something. Mm, but like strapless shoes, that's not a thing. Sandals, like high heels.
You wear sandals?
Well, you just
asking for it. If you
but here's the thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, I got a 9.
Oh, well then, dope.
Thank you very much. Let me tell you something, Seton. You have dropped so many gems on this podcast. I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. This has
been fantastic.
Glad you liked it.
You were fantastic on the show, and I am officially inviting you back. I've already done this off the record, but I would love to have you back in another sketch.
I'd love to do it.
Great.
It's a great show.
So we will make that happen. You want to tell the people where they can find you on social media and where you'll be?
Sure, man. Seton Smith, SetonSmith.com. All my site, all my links are up in there. Google me. Check my videos out. Buy my record.
What's your album called?
It's called Baloney Me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also my stripper name. All right. Thank you so much, Seton Smith. You are an absolute pleasure. You guys, that has been another episode of The Rundown. Check us out on social media. Follow us at The Rundown BET on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a beautiful Facebook page. Please leave your comments there. Also, make sure to check out our episodes Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on BET. It is The Rundown, and you have been listening to The Rundown, our companion podcast. Thanks so much for spending your time with us. We will see you next week.